get yourself a koozie, let's go. Who said anything about skiing? Floating is all I wanna do. You can climb the ladder, just don't rock the boat while I barbecue.
I cannot figure out what is going on with Spinatron right now. If Liz is out there, come right back, because I have Rivendell going, and it keeps playing your music, and nothing else is on here. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. A crash course for the Ravers will come up as soon as I can figure out what is going on here.
Crash course for the Ravens. It's a driving infinity. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
Okay, and that's not working either. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That's what I get for showing up like a few minutes before the show. I really should show up earlier. It is a crash course for the Ravers. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Not sure what was happening there, though. It's very strange. When I came in, you know, Liz is playing her something about the woman music. Some Heart was playing, I think. And she had up my theme song to play, and I went and pushed it when it was time to go, and nothing happened. And then a next song started that sounded very much like something she would play on her show, but wasn't showing anywhere. It was showing my song was playing. So I like shut everything down. That continued to play. And then I finally had the theme song by the Thigh Scrapers, Drive-In Saturday. And it is a crash course for the Ravers. Here we are, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, have requests, 855-915-9636. Here's where I play something about the woman, something about everyone, something about punk rockers, something about classic rock, as long as it's obscure. We love glam, live tracks. What can you think of I might like? I don't know. If you've heard the show, you know my taste. Try me. 855-915-9636. We have Trick Wallace coming in. He should be on his way in soon. He'll be chatting with me, and I think he's going to bring in his acoustic and play stuff. So I need to find some songs to play. You can help me. Again, 855-915-9636. I know I played this one last week, but I'm like really hooked on it ever since Schmel requested it a couple of weeks ago. It's the George Baker selection on MFO.
Losing my mind. Outside in the night, outside. little green bank. Got to find just the kind of losing my mind. Out of sight in the night, out of sight in the day. Looking back on the track that I do it my way. Looking back on the track for a little green bank. Got to find just the kind of losing my mind.
WMFO in Medford. I wish I kept this guy on the line. 855-915-9636. Now, I know he's called in before. He's asking for Tedeschi Trucks Band, a song called Anyhow. I'm not sure if I have it. I'll look for it. But I swear, he sounds like he's saying, I wanted him to say it on the air, because it sounds like he's saying, Tedeschi's Truck Stand. And I'm like, what? What? Tedeschi's Truck Stand. I figured it out, though. He's asking for Tedeschi Trucks Band, like as in Susan Tedeschi Trucks. What, Derek Trucks? What's his name? I'll see if we have that. But in the meantime, let's play this. Call back, sir. I want you to request that yourself. It sounds like Tedeschi Truck Stand or Tedeschi Truck Stand. I'm gonna look for it. Here's Velvet Underground.
Teenage Mary said, Uncle Dave, I sold my soul, must be saved. Gonna take a walk down Union Square. You never know where you're gonna find there. You gotta run, 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 run. Take the dragon too. Run, 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 run. Jim's the death of you. Hey, what to do? Margarita Passion, I had to get her fixed. She wasn't well, she was getting sick. Went to sell her soul, she wasn't high. Didn't know things she could buy. She would run, 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 run. Take the dragon too. Run, 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 run. Chip to death in you. Tell you what to do.
Run, 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 run,
jibs to death in you. Tell you what to do.
Something cool by Tedeschi Truck Stand. It's Tedeschi Truck Stand with Shrimp and Grits. Interlude, it says. I will play a whole song by them. I can't find anyhow. Somebody probably had that in their personal collection. Mr. Caller. Or they're playing straight from YouTube, which really sucks. I never do that. So, we'll hear, this is Tedeschi Trucks Band doing Come See About Me on MFO. Yes, Nora Wells' own Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks there with Come See About Me. Now, before I get any more calls that I was being mean to the man with a speech impediment asking for Tedeschi truck stand, he gets really angry with me when I can't understand him. And he also gets really angry that I don't know this song. Well, you know what? I don't have it, dude. what can I say? I'm not the biggest Tedeschi truck stand fan, but that song was great. Come See About Me, Tedeschi Trucks Band. You know, I wouldn't listen to them all day, but that's a great song. Thank you for the request. I'll do what I can do, so don't get angry with me when I, you know, when I can't meet your mark exactly for crying out loud. Don't piss me off! 91.5 MFO. Hey, Trick Wallace is on his way in.
Baby, why'd you put me down? You got me on a chilling pole. And you keep pushing me around. And I keep turning back for more. You really pissed me off. You really pissed me off. You really pissed me off. Watching hours near the end, and I'm back where I was before. Cause every time I pay the rent, start to pay the rent once more. You really piss me off. You really pissing me off. You really piss me off. You took that diamond ring and swore you lost on me, you was never there. Did you have to take my car when you let down with my best friend? You really pissed me off. You really pissed me off. You really pissed me off. You really piss me off.
this love and all things golden for my love. She said, please be kind and load my gun. Please be brave.
Dr. Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn
Dave?
Door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
We'll be right back. you truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Robux sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Till the day I die, while he hears her cry. Another day. No fun for my baby. No fun. No fun for my baby. No fun. Nobody else. Well, maybe go out, or maybe stay at home, or maybe call mom on the telephone. Well, come on, 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 well, come on. Well, come on, for no fun, for to be alone. For no fun, for to be alone. For hang on, for don't you let me go. For no fun, for to be alone.
They haven't caught us yet. that I can. I take a look at your face, I get a feeling inside. You can see it from space, and I don't want no advice. That just gets in the way. Good to me. The danger signs are loud and clear, but I can't see and I don't hear. 'Cause I don't care what they think, I don't care what they say. I'll be right here in your arms when I'm gonna take you away. Disaster. I'll show you off when we're out together. Our friends will smile as they swallow the laughter. But I don't care what they think, I don't care what they say. As friends they weren't that great anyway. And I'm addicted to you, they just get in the way.
.5 WMFO in Medford. Just trying to get my bearings here. I was actually in mid-conversation with my guest Trick Wallace here, and that was Trick Wallace Trio, his band. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, Trick, what's going on, man? Let me pop your mic. What's up?
Am I supposed to have any of this?
Oh, yeah, put on a set of mics, set of headphones.
My first time on radio.
It is not. You've been here before.
I know.
I didn't even have to give you directions here. I know you've been here. Yeah.
Baby.
Get that close to you. This is your volume. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. That's Trick Wallace from Trick Wallace Trio. Obviously the lead guy.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm doing a show next week. Next Thursday night at the Tavern at the End of the World. I wanted to come in and talk a little bit about it.
Sounds great.
It's a benefit. I do a show of around St. Patrick's Day every year, and it's
fitting,
more often than
fitting. I mean, you are Patrick.
And my birthday is the 19th. So it's kind of a birthday show, but it's kind of glomming onto the St. Patrick's thing too.
Yes. Are you all Irish, Trick?
7/8.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Close enough.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought I was. We'll get into
You're
that
not?
Some other time. I spit in something, sent it to Ancestry.com.
Did you do it?
They came back and said, I'm mostly Scandinavian. My whole family's going, huh?
I may not be.
I think they're wrong.
I mean, you know what? I grew up in Pennsylvania. I was so Irish there.
Right.
I come here, I'm Scottish. Everyone says I'm Scottish.
Right. Well,
even though my family's been in Ireland for 800 years or something.
Well, I mean, as far as I knew, I mean, like, I thought one of the Youngs came over on the Mayflower, and they didn't come from Scandinavia, you know? I mean, so I don't know what the heck.
We're stopping in Scandinavia on the way.
I want a retest. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, end of the day, who cares?
Right. Well, I do. I mean, and, you know,
you see
me with a big headdress on my page and stuff. I mean, I've always been told I'm an eighth Cherokee, and that's not in any way. That's why I did it. I wanted to know exactly how much Cherokee I was. I knew I was mostly Irish. Well, there's no Cherokee, and I'm barely any Irish. I'm mostly Scandinavian with a little English.
Yeah, I'm afraid to say what I, who knows?
Right. Crazy. So let's talk about this show. This is Tavern at the End of the World. Great place.
As you know, your friend and mine, John Doherty, is probably the most...
I wish you brought him in today. He could have came in.
I had no idea he was allowed
on the
airwaves.
Of course he can.
He's trouble.
Yeah.
The guy's trouble.
John, let me know if you ever want to come in. I mean, I know you got a lot of stories, and he's...
So you know John's the greatest, most loyal supporter of live local music.
He's deep into the Boston music
guys
scene.
Guy's out four or five nights a week looking at bands.
Right.
And he knows everybody, and everybody knows him, and I'm honored to know him, and I'm honored to get a chance to do this for him, too. It turns out one of his sisters, he's one of seven children.
Yeah.
Doherty kids.
Big family.
One of his sisters needed a kidney, and one of their other sisters had a match. That's all been done.
Wow.
The surgery was a success.
Wow.
But they both have to take a year off from work, so they need money. So there's a GoFundMe campaign.
Now, I can't believe, like, where do they work? I mean, shouldn't the company pay for that? These women are heroes.
I'm not deep into it enough to know why that's not
so
happening, but I absolutely agree.
They're not getting paid for a year, which is wrong.
Right. They have some medications are a $1,200 copay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's nuts.
Well, the insurance is... What?
Insurance covered the surgery. I don't know what else that's covering, but...
Right.
Anyway, and you know, I don't expect, we're not going to make them rich doing this show, but I like to do benefits around
They should
my
be comfortable
anyway.
While they're recuperating. I'm sure they're both still recuperating.
Yeah, they're
from
doing
this
pretty
thing.
Good. I mean, I think the surgery was the week before this past.
Right.
So they're.
What are their names? Do they want their names?
Krista and Kara.
Hi, I hope you two are doing fine. Yeah. And are they going to be at the show too?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be mobile.
So they're John's sisters.
They're John's sisters.
That's great.
Yeah, so we're doing it. We got a lot of high wattage entertainment.
Who do you have?
We got Susan.